with Cy.
Spend the day with Cy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Cy Thursday Live.
Radio Cy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Greetings and loving Sairam from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Dear listeners, this is Raghu signing in from Radio Sai Studios, and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. Well, this is a segment, Soul Inspirations. As always, let us all begin by collectively offering our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listeners of the heart and soul of Radio Sai, that is Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today is 12th of July and the time right now in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Well, dear listeners, it is the month of July and a busy month in Prashant Nilayam calendar. Well, if you are a regular listener of Thursday Live, you all must be aware that this month happens to be the Golden Jubilee of Anantapur Campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Yes, Anantapur Campus is the first educational institute set up by Bhagwan to complete 50 years, half a century. Wow, isn't that amazing? And as part of this, 8th of this month, that is just 4 days ago, about 1,000 old students of the campus got together, landed in Anantapur campus, and they had a program. And again, to mark this occasion, on 21st of this month, they all will be coming to Prashant Nilayam, and they will again have programs in Cyclone Hall. Apart from Golden Jubilee celebrations, there are many more programs in this month. In fact, today is 12th of month, first half of month is almost over, but still the second half of the month is fully packed with a lot of activities here. 15th of this month, there will be a Parthi Yatra from North Indian state Punjab. And on 27th of this month, that is during the month end, there will be a Parthi Yatra from a South Indian state, that is Tamil Nadu. So North Indian state, South Indian state, but in between, there is a Parthi Yatra from U.S. Yes, on 24th, there will be a Parthi Yatra from U.S. So you see, dear listeners, isn't that a multicultural activity in Prashant Nilayam? North Indian state Punjab, South Indian state Tamil Nadu, and in between, a country from abroad, U.S. And again, as if this is not enough, there are still programs in this month, in second half of this month. On 22nd, there is the festival of Ashadi Ekadashi. And on 24th, there is this Parthi Yatra of US. And again, 25th and 26th, there will be an international conference, the Go Green Conference. So a lot of programs in this month of July. All these programs will be webcast live through Facebook. Well, due to some reasons, we are not able to webcast it in YouTube, and you can watch them in Facebook. But there is one major festival in this month which is like icing on the cake. That is on 27th of this month, and it's the festival of Guru Purnima. Yes, that is one of the very important festival in Prashant Nilayam calendar, and it happens to be on 27th of this month. So that's it, dear listeners. This month, as I said, is fully packed with a lot of programs, and you can watch them at home from Facebook. All right, now let's come to the segment Soul Inspirations. So in this segment Soul Inspirations, from last couple of weeks, what I'm doing is I am playing the audio of the various video series which is there in radiosci.org. So to begin with, I am playing audios of the various episodes of the animated series Uncle Lan's Tales, and also from episodes from the drama series, that is Golden History. So today in the playlist of Science Bias, I'm first going to play the three episodes of this animated video series Uncle Lan's Tales, and that will be followed by a bhajan, Anandamaya Bhagwan, beautifully sung by Brother Ravi Kumar, and it's a part of the Radio Sai production Bhavanjali, the album Bhavanjali, and that will be followed by an episode, audio of an episode of Golden History. So stay tuned and happy listening.
Be yourself. Once, a little frog was very ambitious and therefore decided to become as big as the sheep. He liked it when he was the center of all the attention and all eyes were on him. So he began to breathe hard, to breathe, and even harder. He inhaled in more and more air and was actually becoming larger. But so much inhalation was extremely tiring for him, and very soon he was exhausted.
Am I already big enough?
No, a little bit more. It is not enough yet.
Hey dude, is everything all right with you?
Do not make a fool of yourself in order to impress others. Never want to work. Once upon a time, there lived a very poor family. The father was a merchant and had to work very hard to earn for his family. So he took his little son John, who was too young, to the market. But John didn't like it. He was tired of scrubbing the pots and pans every day and fetching water from the wells. One fine day, he went to the fountain place. He saw a little fairy on the edge of the well.
Hey, let me go. You'll break my bones.
I leave you free, only when you grant me a wish.
Okay, I agree.
I wish I would never ever have to do any work in my entire life.
As soon as he had expressed his wish, he saw how the bucket next to him filled magically with water from the wells and floated in the air to the direction of the market. He quickly thanked the fairy and ran after the buckets. Once he reached the market, he was amazed to see pots and pans scrubbing themselves.
Brilliant! I never have to work again.
But when he sat down at lunch, the spoon on its own dipped into the soup and then to his mouth till he was fed.
He was much pleased at the beginning, but things got even worse. One afternoon, he wanted to play with his friends, but the toys moved by themselves. John could do nothing more. He found this to be rather boring. He secretly slipped from his bed at night and called the little fairy to grant him another wish.
"Please, dear fairy, relieve me from this spell. I want to work again."
"As you wish."
He happily went home, and from that day onwards, he helped his dad daily at his work. Remember, always do things with a positive mind. Even if you do not like something, whatever happens in life is good for us. Never stop.
Hey!
Oops. Max the turtle was very sad after he returned home from school. As the door opens, his mother comes inside slowly.
"What happened, Max? Why are you so furious?"
"Everything is so unfair. Why can I not be as good as my classmates? Everyone got an A+ in math today, whereas I got only 2.
"Are you sad because you got only 2? Max, getting 2 is good as well. I'm happy for you."
"But why can I not be as good as others? That's mean."
"Listen to me, Max. Just getting an A+ is not everything in life. Every person goes according to their way. Speed also determines how well you score in a test. You must never stop."
"What do you mean by one must never stop, Mother?"
"It means that you must keep going forward, to fight and never to give up, no matter what. Then you can achieve all your dreams."
"Mom, I will never give up."
"He who fights can lose. He who does not fight is lost already."
Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama. Tasmat Karun Bhavena Raksha Raksha Saishwara Saishwara. Bhagavan, he prema maya Bhagavan, ananda maya Bhagavan, he prema maya Bhagavan, ananda maya Bhagavan, he Sai Bhagavan, oh, Bhagavan,
Once, the great Emperor Akbar was walking about restlessly in his royal chamber. The entire empire's burden weighed heavy on his head, and Akbar had lost all peace within. In search for a remedy to soothe his turbulent mind, he sent for the foremost among the gems of the royal court, the great singer Tansen.
Adab, Alam Pana.
Oh, Tansen, you were the one I was waiting to see.
My honor. But His Majesty's countenance appears to be a little clouded. What ails you, O Jahanpana?
If only I knew that, Tansen. I am suffering within, and I have no peace. My troubled heart craves for a balm. Tansen, your singing can even bring down the rains and soothe the parched earth. Can it not do the same for my heart?
Jahanpana, music has the power to do so, and inshallah, it will be done.
Then sing for me, Tansen.
Nadir de tum ta na na nadir de tum ta na na jhoom ta na na nadir de tum nadir de tum ta na na nadir de tum ta na na jhoom ta na na nadir de tum ta na dhir tum ta jhoom ta tere gira nadir de tum ta na na nadir de tum ta na na jhoom ta na na nadir de tum Tam da tere kiri tere kiri dajjum samaga pa madhapa. Tam da tere kiri tere kiri dajjum kamane nisadapa. Tam da tere kiri dajjum samaga pa madhapa. Tam da tere kiri dajjum kamane nisadapa. Bariso bagiyan me more. Bariso badar bariso re ring tajim tajim. Bariso re aaj badarwa. Bariso re aaj badarwa. Bariso re Mama Gamani Danisa, Sani Mama Gamani Danisa, Dipa Mama Nida Danisa, Rima Dega Sareni, Ah,
Tansen, well, well sung. But my heart still craves for something. Your rendition was ornate, Tansen. But it has not healed me. Is there no voice in the entire empire that can give Akbar peace?
Jahanpana, I think I have heard such a voice before, and I know who can do it.
Then what are you waiting for, Tansen? Bring him to my darbar immediately.
He will not come to any darbar, Jahanpana, for he bows before only one king.
Oh, is that so? Then we shall go to him. and hear him sing.
Akbar and Tansen went disguised as common men to an ashram on the outskirts of the city. It was the ashram of Tansen's guru, Haridas. The songster Tansen had spoken to Akbar about was a young lad in his teens. His name was Baiju.
Guruji, I have tried the best herbs prescribed in the Samhitas, but none of them has had any effect. I'm afraid to say, sir, the paralytic stroke has taken a toll on your legs.
My son, why do you feel bad? These legs had to go someday with this body.
Guruji, please don't speak like this.
Baiju, did you not hear what the wife said?
But how could he pronounce such a judgment? A wife only treats. It is the Lord who cures.
And it is prayer that makes the Lord cure.
Chosen. to reveal it all. Noble sirs, I am Akbar, the ruler of this land.
Welcome to this humble ashram, Jahanpana.
Master
Tan Singh, my dear disciple.
Sir, I came here today a very perturbed man. But Baiju's voice has brought a peace to this heart that it has never known before. And why not, when it could even melt the heart of God?
It is all God's mercy and not my voice that did it.
No, Baiju. Your voice comes from the heart and touches all hearts. Tan Sen's voice has a lot of art.
That's about it. That is called inspiration, Jahanpana. Tan Sen sings for you, Akbar the Great.
But Baiju sings for the Lord, the greatest. And that makes all the difference.